This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So how many of you guys have gout? Oh, I would not wish gout on my worst enemy. Gout is rough. Well, we've been talking for years about how those people with gout may be at higher risk for heart disease. Well, another study has come out saying, yeah, it can increase your risk of heart attack and stroke by 15%. Apparently, the American Heart Association has revealed the research. They clarified a bunch of older studies confirming that there is a link between the inflammatory condition of gout and heart health. Dr. Neha Pagidipati and her colleagues from Duke University looked at 17,000 patients and found that those who had gout were at higher risk of dying from their concomitant cardiovascular disease and twice as likely to die from their heart failure if they had it. She states, among patients who had gout at the beginning of the study or who developed it during follow-up, their risk of either dying of cardiovascular disease or having a heart attack or stroke was 15% higher than patients who never developed gout. All right, so what is gout? And a lot of people say, yeah, my dad had the gout. We don't really call it the gout, you know, like the diabetes. We just call it diabetes. So gout is an inflammatory condition that even though it primarily affects joints, it can affect a lot of parts of the body. And how we break it down is a person with gout will have higher levels of uric acid. Now, where does uric acid come from? Well, uric acid comes from the breakdown of purines. Now, purines are the building blocks to all living cells and DNA. So our body makes purines, or we get purines from outside sources like food, especially meat. And so if your body is healthy, you will excrete the excess uric acid. So let's say, you know, you go to Outback Steakhouse, which I love, you got a bunch of steak, okay? And let's say you take in a whole bunch of purines. Normally, a healthy body will excrete it. But if you overproduce uric acid, or if you under-excrete it, you may have then too much circulating uric acid. If you have too much circulating uric acid, you make these urate crystals. Now, these urate crystals are exquisite. I have a picture on my website or on my Facebook and Twitter at drdahlia.com. But these urate crystals will, once they supersaturate, crystallize. Then they precipitate, making huge crystals. And they precipitate in joints, especially large joints like the big toe and knee. When this happens, it comes on immediately. A gouty joint won't take weeks to flare up. It will happen overnight. It is so painful that somebody will not want to put on their sock or put on their pants or have anything near the joint. They'll even ask you to not burp or fart next to the joint. It is that tender. Because you have these crystals, your body swells, and it gets red, it's swollen. And, you know, sometimes these gout attacks make us as doctors concerned you have an acute infection, like a staph, because it happens so rapidly, so painful, so red, that we're like, oh my gosh, you have an infection. But with that history of gout, and yeah, I had a lot of meat, I had a lot of shrimp, I had a lot of alcohol, we know it's probably gout. So one way to tell is we take fluid out of the joint, and then we look at the crystals under the microscope. Or we do a Gram stain to see if there's any bacteria. We could also do a blood count. Now, some people will say, oh, well, that's easy. Just do a blood test, and if their uric acid is high, you know they're a gout patient. Not entirely. This is where it gets tricky. If you have a gout attack and your uric acid has made urate crystals and they crystallize, many times during a gout attack, your uric acid levels may be normal. So a doctor that's not really well versed in this, which should be rare because most of us are, can't just do a blood test and go, oh, it's not gout because your uric acid is normal. No. Because, again, your uric acid may be busy making that joint attack. Now, some people will say, well, wait a second. I don't get gout attacks, but I have asymptomatic hyperuricemia, which is elevated. I know, say that three times fast. Say that elevated uric acid levels that just circulate in the body. If that's the case, I think those could cause some baseline inflammation. Now, me, I had elevated uric acid levels. I never had gout, knock on wood, but I was diagnosed with elevated uric acid levels when I made a uric acid kidney stone. The doctor was like, why are you making uric acid kidney stones? Well, in my family, we have elevated uric acid. In fact, my grandfather, who played football, had gout. He also died of heart failure. Now, somebody could say, well, wait a second. If you have gout, you know, what's happening is you take a lot of anti-inflammatories for pain, and that could cause heart failure. True. Or if you eat a lot of meat, that could put you at risk for heart disease. True. But elevating your high uric acid levels could cause kidney stones. They also have found that if you have gout, you have a higher risk of getting diabetes. You have a higher risk of having high blood pressure, even sleep apnea. So if sleep apnea, diabetes, and high blood pressure put you at risk for stroke and heart disease, it's no wonder that gout does too. That makes sense. So how do we treat gout? Well, you got to maintain a healthy weight. You got to consume less foods that produce purines like meat, seafood, alcohol. They also say to avoid these sweetened, sweetened like foods with fructose. And some of you with high blood pressure may be on thiazide diuretics. These thiazide diuretics, like hydrochlorothiazide, that could precipitate gout. Now, according to the Arthritis Foundation, 6 million men and women in the U.S. suffer from gout, maybe more. So, I would suggest get your uric acid levels checked. Avoid heavy meat diets, heavy alcohol diets, heavy shrimp diets. And if you do get a gout attack, get it checked out and get it diagnosed so then you know if you're at higher risk. Again, it's a small risk, but still a risk nonetheless. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we're going to talk about the latest hurricane warning and strawberries. Strawberries could treat bowel disease. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOCDALI. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. gout.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mandy, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so hurricane season, when does it begin? Began June 1. When does hurricane season get rough? August, September. So, unfortunately, we are starting to get into the thick of it. Now, we are being told that we have a Hurricane Lane that is churning over the Central Pacific, and it is a Category 3 hurricane. As of 11 p.m. in Hawaii, Sunday time, 5 a.m. Eastern time, Lane was slightly stronger than it was earlier on Sunday, packing sustained winds of 125 miles per hour. The Central Pacific Hurricane Center said Lane was centered about 675 miles east-southeast of Hilo and 85 miles southeast of Honolulu, moving west at 14 miles per hour. I believe the volcano has been kind of cooling down a little bit. Maybe the hurricane would help a little bit, but I don't think a couple days of rain is going to, you know, do what it needs to make sure this volcano doesn't keep erupting. But so far, so good. They say hurricane-force winds were extending 30 miles from the storm center. Tropical storm-force winds extended out to 110 miles. So, forecasters say it's too soon to see if Hurricane Lane will have an impact on Hawaii, but the National Weather Service said the state should expect heavy rain, and a direct hit cannot be ruled out. So, computer models are pointing to an extremely moist tropical air mass moving over the islands beginning around Wednesday through the end of the week. That could lead to very heavy rainfall and flooding. Now, right now on the Atlantic, so far so good. We're going to be keeping you posted. But there was some discussion of Miami hurricanes. There is no hurricane in Miami, okay? They're talking about sports. So don't go there. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Strawberries, we love strawberries. And they say strawberries could treat bowel disease. They say it could reduce diarrhea and weight loss in people with Crohn's or colitis because strawberries calm inflammation. There was a study on mice, and they discovered eating just a few whole strawberries every day could reduce inflammation in the colon, could reduce the diarrhea and the weight loss that people get with inflammatory bowel disease. Now, if any of you have known anybody or currently suffer from Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, it is painful. It is so debilitating. And it's an inflammatory condition that affects about 3 million Americans. And they say strawberries restore a healthy balance of bacteria in the gut, as well as reducing symptoms in mice with incurable diseases. Experts from the University of Massachusetts say eating strawberries could help manage these conditions. Now, what worsens these conditions? Well, our lifestyles, our diets high in sugar and fat. And inflammatory bowel disease is this term that's very generic, but it describes illnesses like ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, which can be lifelong conditions and unfortunately cause a lot of hospitalizations and possibly death. And so patients are usually on medications that calm down the colon. They have to always watch their diet. Sometimes they have to lose part of their bowel, and they have to actually have bowel resections. So, strawberries. Some of you may go, wait, Dr. Dahlia, didn't they tell us to avoid strawberries with certain bowel diseases? When we tell you to avoid strawberry is because of the little seeds. If you have something called diverticulosis, I have this, is where you have pockets in your colon. And these little baby strawberry seeds could hide in the pockets of the colon. And then if they don't flush out with a high fiber diet, the seeds can then attract bacteria. And then bacteria could grow and then you could start getting little abscesses. And so bananas, nuts, popcorn, strawberries, cucumber, anything that has seeds, poppy seeds, could unfortunately cause this type of inflammation. But if we're talking about Crohn's and ulcerative colitis and we're not talking about the pockets, then yes, I've heard that strawberries could cause a decrease in inflammation. Unfortunately, a lot of us do not eat properly to avoid inflammatory bowel disease. We sit a lot, so our sedentary lifestyle, our dietary habits, we eat big boluses of food. We don't nibble, every few hours and graze. What we do is we eat big, large meals. And sometimes that's just too much for the bowel to handle. Now, we've already found that fruits and vegetables are linked to a decreased risk of irritable bowel syndrome. And not irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease. So, let's talk about inflammatory bowel disease versus irritable bowel syndrome. Inflammatory bowel disease is much more serious. And you have the ulcerative colitis, which it affects the large intestine of the colon, whereas Crohn's could occur anywhere among the intestines. And with these ulcerative colitis, like you're getting ulcers along your colon, and Crohn's, you get inflammation that could affect, like I said, anywhere throughout the intestinal tract. So you get abdominal cramps and pain, watery diarrhea. You can even bleed. When you have to go, you get this urgency that you need to go. You could also get fever. You could get infection. Tired, you could turn anemic because you're bleeding. And it's very interesting because the majority of people that get diagnosed with inflammatory bowel disease are younger. We see this in teenagers and younger individuals. And so irritable bowel syndrome is a generic diagnosis of you having gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, food intolerances, And it's where your bowel gets irritated. It kind of connotes that there's something that you're doing or that something's happening that gets your bowel all acting up. It could be stress. You know, I mean, it's interesting. Anytime I had to go visit the in-laws, my bowels were just a mess. And it, you know, somebody could say, well, you know, if you reduce stress, yeah, if you reduce stress, but I was fine. I didn't, my heart rate was fine. I didn't lose hair. I didn't, but I gotta tell you, man, it's just my bowels did not like it. And I like my in-laws. I really do. But it's just, there was something, maybe it's because I'm drinking different water, maybe because I'm eating different food, maybe it's because I'm not on my normal potty habit. You know, some of us, we have certain rituals when it comes to when we go to the bathroom. Yeah, I remember my parents, it's like, you know, they woke up, had to have their coffee, had to whatever, then they'd be gone for about 15 minutes, not together, otherwise I'd be thinking something else, and then they were fine the rest of the day. Yeah, and, you know, a lot of us, we just don't have our ritual, our schedule. And so for many people go, oh, I have inflammatory bowel disease. And you don't. You've had a colonoscopy. The colon looks great. What you probably have is irritable bowel syndrome. Now, I don't want anybody diagnosing themselves to have irritable bowel syndrome without actually getting screened by a gastroenterologist. Because if you do have bloating and you have cramps and you have diarrhea, right, and certain things, you know, mess up your bowels, that could be a parasite. That could be food poisoning. That could be an inflammatory bowel condition. It could be cancer. So if you are always constipated or you always have diarrhea or something, we always rule out the more worrisome things. And so we'll do some stool cultures. We'll make sure you're not growing out bacteria like E. coli or Salmonella. Make sure you don't have any parasites. We'll make sure you don't have blood. We'll do a colonoscopy and look at the lining. We'll even take some biopsies of the bowel wall, and then we'll try to change your diet. You know, and we'll see if, you know, sometimes certain foods help. Rice helps some, bananas hurt others. Sometimes apples make things worse. And there's FODMAPs. We talked about the FODMAP diet. FODMAPs are certain fermented oligosaccharides that I'm pulling up my list right now that can irritate the bowels. And they're called fermentable oligo monosaccharides or disaccharides or polyols. So basically, they're carbohydrates and sugars and foods and additives that get fermented and broken down by bacteria. And so gastroenterologists are recommending low FODMAP diets. So, all right, what are foods that will improve your irritable bowel syndrome? Well, they say strawberry, blueberry, cantaloupe, kiwi, bananas, oranges, lactose-free dairy. Avoid vegetables like carrots, celery, squash, eggplant, spinach, zucchini. I'm sorry. Eat carrots, celery, squash, eggplant, spinach, zucchini. Eat those. You can eat rice, oats, polenta, buckwheat, seeds. Sometimes syrup, you know, may make you feel a little better. All right? In terms of high FODMAPs, foods that make it worse, apples make it worse. Pears, watermelon, dried fruit can make it worse. Avocado, raisins, cream cheese, yogurt, ice cream, milk, high lactose dairy can make it worse. Broccoli, onions, cauliflower, mushrooms, lima beans. I hate lima beans. Certain wheat pasta, egg noodles, croissants, bran cake, certain grains can make your irritable bowel worse. And then any sugar substitutes that end in all. They also say to avoid beer and rum. 1-877-DR-DALLY, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News.
First Lady Melania Trump spoke out today against cyberbullying as part of her Be Best campaign. The First Lady was speaking in Rockville, Maryland.
In today's global society, social media is an inevitable part of our children's daily lives. It can be used in many positive ways, but can also be destructive and harmful when used incorrectly.
Italian actress Asia Argento recently settled a complaint filed against her by actor Jimmy Bennett, who says she sexually assaulted him when he was 17 years old. Argento, one of the leaders of the Me Too movement, allegedly paid Bennett $380,000 last year. That's according to the New York Times. The jury in the criminal trial against former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort resumed today, beginning its third day of deliberations. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So vaping may alter DNA in the mouth, raising oral cancer risk. 9 million Americans use e-cigs, and I think that's an underestimation. And the health effects of these devices are largely unknown. But they are suspecting that it is linked to carcinogenic exposure as well as blood vessel constriction. Now, this latest study comes out of the University of Minnesota. Now, it found that if you vape, it may raise the levels of DNA-damaging chemicals like formaldehyde in the saliva. And formaldehyde, as we know, is a carcinogen. And that could put users at greater risk of oral and throat cancer. So, cigarette companies have been talking about for years, you know, I don't want to say cigarette companies, but we've been talking about tobacco and chewing tobacco as very risky, not only for the lungs, but for the throat and for the mouth. But when people smoke a Juul or they vape, Okay, do they realize that they could be putting something into their mouth that could also be carcinogenic? They say 16% of American high school seniors report using them. I think it's even more than that. And teenagers, of course, are using these little USB port-looking Juul e-cigs to class. They look like little flash drives. And so that's the cool thing, I guess. That's what makes it cool these days. So they say the first reports that, if we go back to smoking and the history of smoking, they say back in 1602, an anonymous doctor wrote an essay noting that smoking seemed to be followed by illnesses like those that killed chimney sweepers. Yeah, smoking tobacco has been around for centuries. But the danger of cigarettes wasn't publicized until 1964. That's when the U.S. Surgeon General announced the findings on a major report on smoking to 200 reporters. They say some of the earliest research, according to Daily Mail, on the latest nicotine delivery device, or the vaping, has suggested that e-cigs could produce the exact same constricting effect on blood vessels that actual combustible tobacco does. Now, somebody could say, so are you saying that blood vessel constriction could lead to cancer? We don't know. But if you need your blood vessels to bring oxygen, and you need it to bring inflammatory cells and things that could fight DNA damage, and you cause vasoconstriction, whether it's because of the nicotine or by the tobacco, and these e-cigs use nicotine, there's a chance that, yes, you could be putting yourselves at very similar risk as regular tobacco users. Last month, a study of nearly 50,000 Americans found that urine samples from vapes, from vapers and cigarette smokers alike, contained elevated levels of carcinogenic compounds. They said that finding was complicated by the fact that the vast majority of those who vaped were still smoking. So, what they're saying is, the reason why we may not have a real good comprehensive study on how dangerous vaping is because the average person who vapes is also smoking cigarettes. See, what we need is the select group of people who have never touched a cigarette in their lives that just started vaping. And we do have that population. We do have kids who were never going to smoke, that just started vaping, and that's what they do. So we do have a population we could watch as long as we get accurate answers from them. Just, I would hate, you know, my child to be one of these test subjects. I would rather just, you know, tell my child or smack them upside the head saying, stop it, don't be vaping. But we don't do that anymore. We don't smack, you know, we shouldn't. But you know what I'm saying, figuratively. Quit vaping. So, one cigarette is enough to turn a cell carcinogenic. If you tried cigarettes once in your life, that's enough to give you lung cancer. Now, we don't see it a lot, but technically, in a laboratory sense, that's enough. So that's why we're going to have a tough time saying this vaping caused your cancer, or this, you know, this vaping caused your issues, because somebody could say, but yeah, I did have that one cigarette. And then that doesn't make the study as pure and pristine as it needs to be. So, last month there was a study looking at these 50,000 Americans, finding urine samples from the vapers and cigarette smokers alike containing these elevated levels of carcinogenic compounds. And so it consisted of 5 subjects, and the University of Minnesota uncovered evidence that e-cigs alone could be dangerous too. How? Well, they had the study participants spend 15 minutes vaping. It's unclear, though, what dosages or devices they use. Then they swabbed their cheeks and tested the saliva for a host of chemical traces. In the immediate aftermath of vaping, levels of 3 chemicals surged in the participants' mouth. So they had formaldehyde, acrolein, and methylglyoxal. All 3 of these chemicals are known to find their way into cells and damage DNA. So sure enough, when the scientists looked for signs of the DNA damage, they found them in the vaping participants. So, they used mass spectrometer technology, and they had found DNA changes similar to what we would see with alcohol, and they analyzed cells taken from e-cig users' mouth. Acrolein, in particular, had done notable damage to 4 out of 5 of the vapor's oral cells. They say the scientists also found DNA adducts, or DNA modifications that signal early genetic changes that could lead to development of cancer down the line. So remember, cancer doesn't start so much automatically overnight. There have to be changes and a breakdown of cells. And when you have a breakdown of cells and a bad cell is surrounded by defective cells, that cell could go rogue and turn cancerous, acquire a blood source, and then it'd take a while for healthy human cells to fight it. So acrolein is one of the toxins in cigarette smoke. Not usually the primary suspect in most smoke-related cancers, but it's still a bad guy. So 50,000 people are diagnosed with cancer of the mouth and throat every year, and 20% die. They say, according to the Oral Cancer Foundation, one person dies every hour, 24 hours a day. So, according to University of Minnesota scientists, this is a small study, and obviously we need to research more. But, you know, if vaping was, like, you know, the big issue I have is if kids were just doing something once in a blue moon, that'd probably be okay. But we're talking about after-school vaping. We're talking about, you know, at the game. We're talking about all day long while they're doing homework and study groups. That's a problem. So when a kid does something, they usually do it a lot more accelerated than an adult. If a kid drinks soda pop, they usually drink a lot more soda pop. When a kid eats junk food, they probably eat a lot more junk food. When a kid plays video games and is sedentary, they probably do that for a lot longer than an adult does. And unfortunately, that's what could put them at risk. So, again, what should you guys do if you have e-cigs? Well, we cannot say, if you notice, nobody is ready to put their cojones on the line and say, look, e-cigs are dangerous. Nobody is doing that yet. But what they are doing is not certifying. So, like the FDA, it does not endorse e-cigs as a product to get over smoking regular cigarettes. And you're going to start seeing a lot of people back off saying, okay, if you want to, it's up to you, but I'm not going to tell you to go and grab an e-cig. Meaning it's still unknown. And we probably need a good 20 years to figure it out. Now somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, we should already be seeing oral cancer. Oral cancer occurs pretty quickly. No, not always. You know, the other thing, too, we need to think about is a lot of oral cancer and mouth cancer and throat cancer comes from HPV virus. Does e-cig smoke affect the HPV virus? Maybe it inhibits it. Maybe it helps. We just don't know. So play it safe. Put less stuff in your mouth or in your lungs. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Colombians are urged to stop having sex. Why? Because it is too damn hot. Could having sex put you at risk for heat stroke? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise at GCNlive.com.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. What's so hot? It is hot. You know, don't think just because the kids are back in school that we are not out of the woods when it comes to heat illness, okay? Heat-related illness is rough. And in fact, it is so rough that we have a country urging their residents to not have sex. The health secretary of Santa Marta, Julio Salas, advised locals to abstain from sex to stay cool during an intense heat wave. That is according to Columbia Reports and Fox News. Santa Marta is a popular tourist destination on the coast of Colombia. and it has seen temperatures rise higher than 104 degrees Fahrenheit. That's according to the Associated Press. Recently, medical facilities in the coastal city have been flooded with patients complaining of heat stroke symptoms. Salas has recommended that if you cannot contain your sexual urges, they should wait until night when the temperature is lower. Now, if you have good air conditioning, there is no problem. Now, Salas issued the advice as part of a list of other recommendations for combating the heat wave, like taking cold showers, staying hydrated, and avoiding prolonged exposure in the sun. Yeah, you notice how the media captures on the one little thing among a list that Salas had recommended for their Colombian residents. But it's in there. Alright, you know, sex during the day versus sex at night. If it lasts 2.5 minutes, yeah, that's enough. So, what are excessive heat warnings? Excessive heat warnings occur within 12 hours of the onset of extremely dangerous heat conditions. So that's when the heat index, which is a combo of air temperature and humidity, when it's going to be greater than 105 degrees for more than 3 hours a day, or at least 2 days in a row, and the nighttime temperatures don't drop below 75 degrees. Now, many of us live in areas where this happens a lot. But the onset of it, like those who usually have pretty stable weather and then all of a sudden it gets hot, those are the ones where it gets dangerous because they may not be prepared. So, you can get a variety of symptoms. Heat cramps, heat exhaustion, and heat stroke. So, heat cramps are these spasms that you get in the arms and the legs, even abdomen. We think what happens is you lose salts when you sweat, plus you lose fluid. So, we got to get you out of the heat, we got to hydrate you, and we got to get you electrolytes. Sometimes we'll also massage the body parts affected, but when somebody's achy after being out in the sun, that is the first sign of heat illness. Then, if you don't do anything about it, they could go into heat exhaustion. Now, heat exhaustion is where you start to sweat more profusely. You also become more hydrated. You can have cramps, but then you can start getting nauseous. You can look pale, clammy, heart rate tries to increase to compensate for the lost fluid. You can be dizzy, weak, even faint. You have got to bring the person indoors, lie them down, elevate the feet, give them sips of fluid, cool down the body. You can even put cool compresses in the underarm areas, in the groin area, and I would contact medical authorities if they don't appear to be getting better right away. Okay? You can even call medical authorities and have them check on them. Heat stroke is when it is a medical emergency and it can be fatal. You have got to call 911 every time you suspect heat stroke. Get the victim indoors away from the sunlight. Lie them down. Remove any unnecessary clothing and start cooling their body with cold compresses. You need to watch for breathing, seizure activity, loss of consciousness. If it does not appear that they are conscious enough to drink, or they're going to swallow correctly, you think it's just going to get into their lungs, you cannot give them fluids. Okay? If they're awake and alert, then you can. Okay? Also, don't be trying to give them medications like aspirin or Tylenol. Don't be doing that. Okay? And so anybody that has thyroid disease, diabetes, older, young babies, somebody who takes a diuretic or a vasodilator or a beta blocker, those people could be at risk for heat-related illness. And so you want to make sure you have plenty of fluids. You want to make sure your air conditioning works. Most of our air conditioning seems to fail in the middle of summer. Maybe get it checked in the spring. And don't forget about your pets, okay? Your little pets could also be at risk. Avoid drinking alcohol in the heat. Avoid excessive exercise. And so, like Columbia suggested, avoid sex. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, there was a Philadelphia girl who was declared tumor-free 3 years after receiving a kiss from the Pope. Well, the family has now donated $50,000 to the hospital that helped save her. Gianna Masiantonio was kissed from Pope Francis while battling an inoperable brain tumor. She was in hospice for the first 6 months of her life. Now she's getting ready for preschool. So her story went viral. She was hoisted up by a member of the Swiss Guard during a papal visit, a Pope visit so that he could kiss her. Pope Francis did not know that she was diagnosed with histiocytosis, which can cause a potentially fatal brain tumor to grow on her brainstem. But scans after the kiss showed that the tumor was almost undetectable. According to Dr. Amit Shah, a pediatric neuro-oncologist at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, she has blown our expectations out of the water in terms of how she's doing. She's resilient, tough, and instead of taking all this as something to be fearful of, she's taking this in stride. So the Families Foundation, for the love of grace, shared on August 17th, said they're making a donation to CHOP for brain tumor research. Wow, I believe in that stuff. I believe that God works in mysterious ways, and a kiss from the Pope, could be, God's way of, helping heal her. It's amazing stuff, and it makes you cry, but good for this little girl. Also, good for these Arizona nurses, 16 pregnant nurses at one Arizona hospital. There is something in the water. And nurse Jolene Garrow joked that we all formulated this plan to have the holidays off. Now, the nurses are at Banner Desert Medical Center in Mesa, outside Phoenix, and they joked that they thought there was something in the water. We all joke about that. When they all found out that they were expecting babies between October and January. Nurse Rochelle Sherman is 8 months along and says, I don't think we realized just how many of us were pregnant until we started a Facebook group. I know a couple of us did fertility treatments. That's how I ended up finding out that everyone was pregnant. I was like, oh, well, I didn't plan this. Did we have some kind of a pact going I did not know about? Ashley Atkins worried that the other nurses were getting tired of their pregnancy-focused conversations, decided to get pregnant themselves. So they are throwing, apparently the nurses and their colleagues are throwing a group baby shower next week. The hospital on Friday gave the women one-piece rompers, reading, relax, my mom is a Banner nurse. Well, that's cute. Hospital officials noted that the Banner Medical Center chain has a pool of floating nurses that should ensure shifts are covered when their ICU nursing specialists begin taking their 12-week maternity leave starting in the fall. Apparently, these 16 nurses are from three different critical care units. Garrow said that as their pregnancies have progressed, the patients have begun noticing that most of the nurses around them are expecting. If you do see a pregnant woman, please don't touch her belly. Everybody wants to touch a pregnant woman's belly, and they think they're trying to connect. Women don't like that. Our bellies are very sensitive. I don't want to say it itches or it hurts, but they're hypersensitive. Also, don't be trying to push in the belly button. That's uncomfortable. I can't tell you how many of my patients would try to push in my belly button when I was pregnant. Just kind of stay away. Don't comment on our breast size if we're broken out. Okay, don't say we're glowing. Just say you're beautiful and just leave it at that and say, wow, you don't even look like you're gaining weight. That also works, right? But, please, just. Okay, we're being told to not flush down our contact lenses in the toilet. Scientists have now issued a stern warning to contact lens users. Do not flush your lenses down the toilet or sink, because you are clogging our already polluted waterways and oceans with more plastic trash. Apparently, wastewater treatment facilities in the U.S. do not do a good enough job filtering out the tons of contact lenses. Don't be throwing out your contact lenses in the sink or toilet. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. All right, Mandy, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.